what up, what up, what up? Y'all already know who it is. It's your guy, CT, with Let the Conversation Begin. My girl, Nikki C, she is out again. And just like the last one, she don't know I'm doing this pop-up episode, so we're going to keep this thing rolling. But on this one, I got my good friend, Lydell Karen, man. He has actually been a great friend to me, man, over the course of over the past couple of years that we met around 2017, 2018, and we just been rocking out ever since. The best thing that I love about this guy is that we always have great conversation, great dialogue, and this is about serious topics, serious conversations, and that's why I have him here today, guys. If you listen to my last episode, it was about Afghanistan. It was about Joe Biden. It was about should Joe Biden pull the troops out? Should he take any type of responsibility for what's actually happening in Afghanistan right now? Should he send more troops back over there to help out? Them are a few of the questions that we answered yesterday, and we're going to answer them today with Lydell Karen. So without further ado, my man, 100 grand from San Diego. What's up, brother?
Hey, what's up? Yeah, good hearing from you.
Yes, sir,
man. It's been a while, but I'm glad we could have these important discussions, you know?
Oh, yeah, man. And this is one of them ones, man. So I'm going to get right to it. Guys, just to give y'all a little brief synopsis, I'm not going to go all the way over it because, like I said, I just had this episode yesterday. You can go back and hear all the history. But we know while we are in Afghanistan, we've been over there for really two decades at this moment. And a lot of people is wondering why. Why we haven't left. And now that we have left, there's a lot of people that's mad the way that we did leave their country. My question to you, Lydell, is how do you just genuinely feel about this whole situation?
You know, it's a tough subject. A lot of it is because Afghanistan has gone through so much, you know. I wouldn't want to be in that area. There's just been a lot of war, and this is going far back from the U.S. occupancy. Mm-hmm. You know, there's been the Russians that have been there, and just generally that area has been war torn for thousands of years. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. There's been tribes been trying to conquer that area, and it's just an area where it's just a difficult area to be in, but I know the people over there are proud.
Yeah.
They love their country. But there's just a lot of strife over there. And, you know, I wish there could be peace, but, you know, sometimes we have to get involved so that there can be peace over there.
Yeah.
If that makes any sense.
Yeah.
It's a situation that I wish nobody has to deal with. And we're fortunate that I live in the United States where I don't have to go wake up and, you know, hear bombs going off.
Yeah.
and such, you know? But yeah, it's a terrible situation that's going on over there. There is, you know, the Taliban that's just going and pretty much ransacking the entire nation. Mm-hmm. That is going to be, I don't even know if they want to even continue calling it Afghanistan, to be honest with you.
Yeah. My question right here, have there's ever been an established government in Afghanistan before, some people say invaded, but before the United States made a presence over there?
To be honest with you, I don't even know that answer. I feel like there's just been a bunch of nomadic tribes, or there's just been a bunch of tribes that have had power in certain states in Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think there has been. I feel like the government over there has been a puppet government, whether it was established by the United States or the Soviets.
Gotcha. Another one. So, you know, you just spoke about that, just all the strife is going on over there. And are we taking, I guess, the U.S. for granted? Like, are we taking our situation for granted? Because, you know, I heard a lot of people said that we should have did this or we shouldn't have did that. And like I was saying yesterday, is that we're looking at this from the comfort of our living rooms, where we're sipping tea, we're sipping lemonade, and we're watching this play out on TV. But I'm looking at a country, and I'm trying to be empathetic and trying to put myself in their shoes. There are people, you know, I know it's probably more, but just from that plane, just from that aircraft pulled off, seven people fell and died. I'm pretty sure I have a source that said that there are men getting slaughtered, there are women getting raped, and there are kids getting forced to be in the Taliban. And my question to you with all of this is that we've been over there for 20 years. If we were to stay over there any longer, will it change, or what we're seeing now, was this inevitable?
I mean, this is the unfortunate thing, is that the people that are over there that are starting to come into power and taking over that country, mm-hmm. they consider the United States the enemy. They think of us as just this evil empire that's trying to impose our ways on their society.
Yeah.
And I think that it's an issue that we've always tried to get so that we could suppress those, I guess, that hatred, and we could gain allies,
mm-hmm.
but also police the situation, because, you know, that group, the Taliban, you know, is responsible for things like 9/11 and other atrocities against the United States. Yeah. And for them to just continue to gain power and also continue to grow, either by force or just, you know, just out of hate.
Mm-hmm.
I think our occupation in that area, mm-hmm. is indeed actually positive, because we're able to suppress things. Now, unfortunately, because we are there, we're also losing, you know, soldiers that are over there.
Yeah,
our own military. So we are still, no matter what, whether we're there or not, it's a war that's going to continue. And it's sadly, they're going to always think of us as the enemy, whether we're in that country or not. But it also, you know, with us leaving, it gives them a sense of victory, which, you know, we're just trying to maintain peace and hopefully, like, the area could resolve itself. But, you know, it gives them legitimacy and you know, it allows them to claim victory. And I don't know if that's also positive either. I don't know. I honestly wouldn't be able to solve that situation over there.
Gotcha. So going into the next question, you know, what you just said. So should President Biden, should him and his administration, was it the right thing to do for them to pull out? And on top of that, was it the right thing for them to do to pull out the way they did? And what I mean by that, a lot of people feel like they didn't have a plan. They just pulled out and left the whole thing in disarray. Do you agree that it was okay for them to pull out the way they did?
Well, as far as I know, this plan has been put into place. There is kind of a plan,
mm-hmm.
and it's been put in place to the prior administration. Actually, it started in 2020 with the Trump administration,
mm-hmm.
and that's when there was plans to pull out. And I think with the transition into a new presidency, I think, you know, the hope, at least with Biden, what I was reading, was that he didn't want to pass on this issue of having troops over in Afghanistan, yeah. for another president. I believe he's the fourth or fifth president. He's the fourth one, mm-hmm. and he didn't want a fifth one, is what I think he said. And I agree with him. However, yeah, I don't think it wasn't going to be easy doing it. And I think there was a plan, but, you know, even that plan that they had, just, it obviously didn't go smoothly. And now you can see, like, the insurgents coming through, and you could see, you know, a lot of issues coming through on our end. But I think it was going to be messy, even if there was a perceived plan, you know, I think it was just going to be messy. And that entire, actually, honestly, just that entire area has been messy.
Let the conversation begin, guys. So with that answer, I kind of got an answer to the next one, but just for the audience purposes, we're going to ask it anyway. I was saying that maybe, like, it was D if you do, D if you don't. I mean, you know, I don't cuss, so it's really dang if you do, dang if you don't. Was there any other better time that he could have pulled out, in any other better way he could have pulled out than what we're seeing unfold in front of our eyes?
You know, I mean, there could be a better time, but we don't know if that's going to ever happen. Just like you said, yeah, you are deed if you do, you're deed if you don't, right?
Yeah.
And yeah, there could be a better time. They were hoping, obviously, it was just going to be a peaceful time and the whole area doesn't have as much strife as it is. And, you know, they were also hoping for the eradication of Taliban, but that is just an organization that's just remained a steadfast in that area and just will always remain. Mm-hmm. There's just going to be people, and it's sad that they could recruit people that hate people so much. And, you know, I'm not a big fan of, you know, spreading hate. Obviously I just want peace and love. And unfortunately for that area, it's just not an easy thing to just spread.
Yeah, well, it's their lifestyle, man. You know, you see how they live, man. They kind of really, well, I ain't gonna say kind of, they are behind the times. And when you look at it, it's like, you know, just actually going into my next question is as far as like how it's been ran, is now it's probably gonna be ran like as a dictatorship, to where when I was looking at the interview that the only American was given over there, and they said that they was going to have, like, all the women was still going to be able to work. All the women was going to have all their rights. And my question is, do you believe that we can believe the Taliban in this sense? Because this is a country that has never let women allow any rights. And now, just because, I guess, what, I don't know, they want to save face or they want to make it seem like they're doing the right thing. As an American and knowing the history, do you believe that, do you believe that malarkey coming out of their mouth?
Well, yeah, that's the sad thing about this, is that they were considering, I mean, they were moving in the right direction, at least when it came to equal rights for women. And with the Taliban coming in, that's no longer going to happen. They're very strict, and they suppress women, and, you know, they've just had that history, and there's just no way that they're going to change what they feel is right. Just because we feel that women should have rights in our country doesn't mean that they feel the same way. Mm-hmm. Now, women obviously are trying to gain back their rights, but, you know, according to their version and the way they interpret the Quran, unfortunately, they interpret it where they're suppressing women and that should be subservient to men. Mm-hmm. And not that there are other interpretations, obviously, that, you know, allow for women to thrive and do that. And, you know, definitely other religions that allow that as well. Unfortunately, these people that are taking over Afghanistan, they are definitely trying to suppress.
Yeah,
I believe the rights of women, and it's unfortunate.
I believe so. Getting back to where you said that they had a plan. I think we are, all of us that's listening, we all know that, you know, they were supposed to, I think it was the Trump administration, they were supposed to say they were going to have all the troops out by March the 1st of 2021. And I think that was one of the reasons why Biden pulled the troops out right now, because he was like, you know, either we stay and there's not a ceasefire order, and that's more deaths, or we leave the way that we did. And with that, that goes back to the question I asked you about no plan. I me personally, I do kind of find it hard that there was a plan in place where so many higher up, especially Americans, were left behind. A lot of the translators and just a lot of the people that helped during the whole 20 years and just however long everybody else been helping out. I kind of hard to see that it was a plan. So when you say there might have been a plan in place, like expound on that just a little bit. Like, what kind of plan was it? Just to get out, or was it in detail? Is what I'm asking.
You know, I think the initial plan was to gradually leave, and that's exactly what they did. They slowly pulled out troops out of the Afghanistan area. To leave people there high and dry is very, very unfortunate and very dangerous for those people, especially because they're Americans. And of course, we want their safety. That's the reason why our troops are over there, is to help with, you know, Americans that are helping go in between and try to maintain peace and establish peace. Mm-hmm. And to let them just hang dry, that is very, very unfortunate. And I think, again, that there was a plan, and again, it just wasn't, I personally think it was botched. I don't have any proof of any of this. I just think, you know, there was just no way you could actually have a smooth transition of leaving that area, especially because it's so war torn that no matter what, even leaving it, just if it were planned, there was still going to be casualties and issues.
Yeah, I agree with you. So that goes to my next question. I was just listening to another interview. I think it was Biden. I don't know. I know it was his administration, but they said everybody should be out by August the 30th, and every day they going to fly 9,000 people. They didn't say over to the U.S., but they was going to get 9,000 people out of Afghanistan every day. My question to you, how is that going to happen when the Taliban is and just everybody is running crazy in Afghanistan? You've seen the videos and pictures. Like, how can a plane get in and get out and all the Taliban is going to allow that?
Well, fortunately, we have U.S. bases over in Afghanistan, which are due to close, you know, and that's how we get people through, because, you know, our defenses allow us to go in and out through that route and those means and through the borders. But yeah, the Taliban is closing in on everything.
Yeah,
they're taking everything. And, you know, 9,000 a day by August 30th. We might need to ramp that up. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah. Yeah, but I'm just thinking, even like with 9,000 a day, I honestly don't know the number. I'm trying to see how many Afghanis actually stay in Afghanistan. I know 9,000 a day, if you do that, you know, August 30, you know, that's, I'm just going to say a rough number, around 100,000 people. And like, is that just our people that's over there? Is that them? Or who is it going to be? I know it's going to be our people. I know it's going to be our people, our troops. And when I say our people, I mean Americans. I know it's going to be our people, and it's probably going to be the people that helped us with the process. Are we just going to pull out and just leave the country the way it is and let them deal with that like that? That's what's about to happen?
Yep, I think that's what's going to happen. It's going to be similar to how we pulled out of Vietnam. We just left.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and let the country
just got tired.
Just let the country deal with what they have and how they want to deal with it. Unfortunately, we already know what the result's going to be. There's going to be a leader that's going to step up, but obviously is going to have Taliban association with the Taliban, and they're going to be the ones that are just going to take over and run that country. How it's going to end up, maybe in a dictatorship similar to what's going on maybe in North Korea, where they're just like a hermit kingdom and they don't allow people in and out, and then just become one huge dictatorship. We don't know. That's what we're going to find out. And we just know it's not going to be good, and we just know it's not going to be in favor of what the United States wants, nor are they going to be an ally to the United States. They're definitely going to be and continue to be an enemy of our country.
Of course. Who is the Taliban being funded by?
That's a good question. I really don't know the answer to that.
If you just had to think, probably no, it ain't got to be correct, but if you just had to think, a lot of people saying Russia. Even the guy I had on yesterday, he said he believes it's Russia.
It's probably, maybe even China.
Yeah, but definitely China was his number two.
But there's also a lot of oil-rich countries, mm-hmm. like Iran, and other countries in the Middle East that have funding, because Afghanistan does have resources as well. So, you know, they'll utilize that, but definitely it's just I would say it's a country that has a vested interest against the United States.
Got you. Let the conversation begin, guys, with my guy Lydell Karen. Was this a slap in the face to the American soldiers that are serving and that have served and that have given their lives for the United States of America? Was this pullout, this botch, was this a slap in their face?
I would say yes and no. I would just say there's no winners out of this, though. Even if we did come out and we established a government that is in favor of us, mm-hmm. I don't think there would have been a winner. You know, there's no clear-cut winner. I just think there's, with our involvement in it, there's going to be strife in that country long after we pulled out, whether it was a government that was in favor of us or a government against us. There's going to be strife and it's going to be issues. So, unfortunately, I think this was just a war that a lot of people did not want to have. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's not very popular. And I think it's just, I could say it is a slap in the face to our soldiers that had, you know, the ultimate, you know, you know, who ultimately paid the price with their life, you know, and I wish we could mourn them and celebrate their lives in a different manner, but
yeah.
But also in the same sense that, you know, as a soldier, you know what you're getting into.
Yeah. But I believe a lot of them soldiers really was fighting a war differently in their mind, meaning they probably believe what was going on in the TV, saying, hey, we're going over here because they bombed us. But, you know, a lot of people had their own thoughts. We're going over there to fight for oil. We're going over there to fight for power. We're going over there to seize weapons of mass destruction. We're going over there to invade their country. Like, it was kind of unclear. And it's probably still unclear to a lot of people. And so the people that have died, given their life for this country, of course, they probably ain't going to be able to figure it out now. But the people that have died probably was fighting for the right reasons in their hearts. But then, like, let's just, you know, hypothetical. They come back 10 years later and they found out we pulled out and everything it went chaotic. How would you think that person feel? Like, would they feel like they died for nothing? Like, I don't know. Like, I really don't see somebody being a soldier being okay with how it was left. I really don't, because you know, let me say it like this. Me as an American, I'm 100% with Biden, because at the end of the day, we need to stop splitting our resources. We need our resources here. We have been over there for 20 years. And for me, I'm looking at soldiers that's leaving families behind, that's leaving their wives, their kids. I'm looking at soldiers that really, this is all their life, you know, right after high school, or they went in and they been over there. My brother, he actually served three different terms, Afghanistan, Kuwait, and Fallujah. He served that. And that was years of his life that he would never get back. And then to see to see this happen like this. I think for me it's okay, but I think for a soldier, I think they will be mad and pissed off. What you say? What you think?
I'm completely agree with you on that. I think people want to have the reason to go to war, but you know, you sign up for that life. You mm-hmm. know what's going to happen. True. You know you're meant to go to war zones if you're going to go into that.
Dang.
And if that wasn't there, then where else would they go? You know?
Yeah, that's
I'm
that's
not
tough.
Trying to say that we want to, but they sign up for that life. Yeah. And they know that the U.S. has a lot of enemies out there. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, we have a lot of enemies. And you know, they're out still. They're just, they're there to fight for the ideals of the U.S. And I'm proud to say that, yeah, my brother, he's actually served, you know, over 20 years in the military, and he still continues to serve to this day.
Salute to your brother. Salute. He gets some you. Hand claps.
Nessie!
Oh, shoot. That's the wrong one. God dang it. Hey, it's Bobo okay. at the same time.
Yeah.
But that's what's up. Salute to your brother.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, you sign up for protecting the ideals of the United States and mm-hmm. against our enemies. And, you know, it's an area that we did have enemies in, and we did take out a lot of our enemies in that area as well. You know, they did have some battles that were won.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, I guess the war just didn't finish, and it's still not finished. Even with us pulling out, it's still not finished. We're just like trying not to die over there anymore is what I think. And I'm glad that we're no longer having to deal with it, at least at this point. But you know, I can't step too much into the future, but we could easily come back to that area.
Yeah, I think if you keep doing something for too long, to me, 20 years is too long. And I think Biden did it because maybe he would feel like it would be an obligation if it keeps going on any longer. And we're not really obligated to stay over there and help them out to build their government and stuff for them. And speaking of their government, how the government that we helped them put in place, which is, I think the president's name was Ashraf Ghani. I guess right after we left, he up and left. He got a flight out of the country. Nobody know where he at. If we over there for 20 years, and this is the question, we over there for 20 years, and then as soon as we pull out, within a week, this happened. What is the mindset of the military over there? Were they thinking that we was just going to stay over there forever? Or did they know that one day that this is going to be ours, but we're not going to be able to fight off the Taliban? Like, what's their mindset, if you can think?
I mean, talking to people that I know that have done tours in Afghanistan, they've wanted to leave. They were hoping that we don't have to go back over there and didn't want to, you know, that we should leave that area.
The military, yeah, the government?
No, I'm just talking individual soldiers that have served terms over there.
Okay, I got you.
Now you're talking about like higher up officials in the military. Yeah, I mean, I think they probably wanted us to keep that government intact and able to leave it, and yeah, they're taking an L on their strategy. And obviously, you know, as a country, we always want to know what's right for others, I guess. And yeah, we took L's. It's been all L's.
Oh yeah, you're right. Let a conversation begin, guys. We're about wrapping up, to be honest. Got two more questions in the little clip. Should he send troops over there? I know we're pulling out, but seeing how everything is going haywire, should he be a president? And this is what some people are saying. I'm saying it this way. Should he be a president and send more troops over there to calm down? Because you got to understand, like, when you see the videos, people are dying. Well, we don't see videos of people dying, but We know people are dying. There are people that are dead. There are women that's getting really abused and kids too. So should we send more troops over there? And if not troops, if we take the troops out, should we spend like, should we send like special units to go over there and clean this mess up? You know what I mean by cleaning this mess up with the special units?
I think we got to see how this plays out first. I mean, I think eventually we are going to, but I think we should still proceed with the plan and getting out of there. Mm-hmm. We should use our resources, obviously, for ourselves and figure out where else could we go. But yeah, you never know what the ulterior motives of all these characters come into play. We just got to get out of here. And honestly, I just want us to get out and
I do,
you know, look for peace, whether it happens or not. But yeah, like I want that. That's just ideal. Maybe even if the Taliban takes over, there is some peace, but yeah, you know, there's going to be atrocities being held and there's going to be more and more pressure from the world, for us to, you know, better the society over there and just make sure it goes in at least a more humane way.
Gotcha.
And we'll probably end up being back there. But it just seems like this presidency, at least this administration, wants out and is just following what happened with the administration prior. There's just been administrations that have just wanted to leave, and
yeah,
I guess now's the time.
Got you on that one. Should they bring Afghani citizens over here to the U.S. and house them? Like, should that be part of the plan, or just what should we do with the citizens?
See, that's a difficult question to answer because, you know, it's going to take, we don't know who's going to be like a spy, you know, obviously that. We can't just accept anyone from Afghanistan because obviously there's a lot of Taliban over there. And we know what the Taliban did while they were over here. You know, yeah. We don't want a repeat of anything happening like that. So it's a tough thing to just like accept refugees, especially from Afghanistan, knowing the history of, you know, getting, you know, attacked internally. Essentially we were attacked internally, and it's going to be difficult for us to just accept any kind of refugee. I do feel really bad, and I think they should have a place maybe here, but it's too difficult for anyone to just decide something like that.
Yeah, it's too difficult and it's too risky. My question on top of that is,
so it's a risk, high risk,
very exactly. High risk. So if he pulling 9,000 people out a day, and he's going to be doing that for the next couple of days, that's about 13 days. A lot of them is going to be just some of the residents. So where, if they're not coming to the U.S., where are they going?
I mean, that's another good question. Where do we send them? I mean, we're pulling them out. That doesn't mean all of them are going back to the United States.
Yeah,
we're
exactly.
We're sending them somewhere. There's going to be a base, or there's going to be some other country. But like I said, yeah, it's very high risk to just have anybody from, honestly, to just get anybody from Afghanistan to come over here safely without indoctrination into our society, where they could be productive, A, and then B, safe for our society as well. We don't know.
Got you. All right, look, man, we to the clip part. I want you to listen to this. It's minute 50 seconds, and just really want to get your opinion after this. This guy, his name is Matt Zeller, really Matthew Zeller, and he had this to say on MSNBC. He will be the second person talking, guys. Oh, shoot, I got to unmute the dang on thing. For, hold on, let me do that. There we go. Right here, guys.
So I'm curious to hear your reaction. of this consequential speech by the American president. Didn't run from it. He owned it. He owned his decision. He owned the fact that, as he put it, the buck stops with him.
I hope he gets to own their deaths, too. I feel like I watched a different speech than the rest of you guys. I was appalled. There was such a profound, bold-faced lie in that speech. The idea that we planned for every contingency. I have been personally trying to tell this administration since it took office. I've been trying to tell our government for years that this was coming. We sent them plan after plan on how to evacuate these people. Nobody listened to us. They didn't plan for the evacuation of our Afghan wartime allies. They're trying to conduct it now at the 11th hour. The thing that they were most concerned about was with the optics of a chaotic evacuation. Well, they got exactly what they were most concerned of by failing to do what was right when we could have done it. We had all the people and equipment in place to be able to save these people months ago, and we did nothing. I'm appalled that he thinks we only need to take 2,000 people. There's 86,000 people who are currently left behind in Afghanistan alone. We've identified all of them for the government. I have no idea why he claims that people don't want to leave Afghanistan. I have a list of 14,000 names right now of people who want to get out of Afghanistan. And the idea that the Afghan military should be blamed for this, do you know how many casualties the Afghan military took in an average year? More than the United States did in 20. When you're not getting paid on a regular basis, when you're not getting fuel, when no one is supplying you with ammunition, and yet you're still showing up to the fight, how dare us for having to blame these people for not having the audacity to be able to survive a Taliban onslaught? No. What we need to be doing right now, and what I am appalled that the president didn't say, was we need to be talking about how we're going to get every single one of these people out.
What you say to that?
He's completely correct. You know, he is absolutely correct. We can't. We need to get some people out, especially our allies. I don't know if they're. I don't know exactly who these people are. I mean, he seems to have an insider's notes on, like, you know, who these people are. But yeah, we got to get out of there.
Yeah, I agree. We have to and everything. And like you said, you know, just a civilian like me and you, we're not going to know the actual inside details and stuff. But my man sounded like he knew what he was talking about. Sounded like he was pretty mad. And if there was a plan and the plan was just pushed to the side and looked over, then I am more upset. I am more mad than what I am. But that still doesn't trump the fact that it was time for us to go. And I do not believe sooner or later would have made a difference. It just had to happen. And just unfortunately, it happened this way. And I'm gonna be honest, I believe regardless, it would have happened this way. If we would have pulled out with the best plan in the world, we would still be seeing this right here. I think they're more upset that a lot of people were left behind and now they got to make up a plan to try to get them out in a hostile situation. But I just don't, me personally being a regular civilian, I don't actually see a plan that could have been executed 100% that way everybody win. Everybody took an L in this on both sides, except the Taliban, to be honest. But at the end of the day, I feel like everybody took an L in this.
Yeah. Yeah, that's an all end.
Yeah.
I mean, the Taliban has definitely taken some of those. We've taken a lot of them out, but yeah.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
We're all taking L's, though, no matter what.
Yeah, we all
This is just a situation where everyone's at war, and we're just trying to, honestly, I like the fact that we're trying to make peace, but it's going to be a mess trying to get out of there.
It is, man. It is. But look, man, I have this last thing that I want to read. I actually, a partner of mine sent this to me. And it's from the website votevets.org. And I think this was the consensus of a lot of veterans. And I want to read it. And I want you to give your opinion. And then I'm going to let you close us out with whatever last opinions you have. So this is what this post said, or this picture. And this is by Major General Paul Aiden. It said, and I'm going to read it slowly so you can hear it. It says, President Biden was dealt two terrible options. One option was to continue the drawdown the previous administration neglected directly with the Taliban and ensured the Americans were safely returned home, but endured the tragic images we're now seeing. The second option was to remain in the country long past the negotiated withdrawal and challenge the Taliban to make good on their threats to target and kill American troops in retaliation. The second option would mean more flag-draped coffins returning home, an increase of many thousands of combat troops, and a third decade of a war in Afghanistan. President Biden wasn't willing to commit our military or our country to the second option, and we absolutely support him in that decision, as does all overwhelming majority of the American people, Major General Paul Aiden. What you say about that message?
I wouldn't say 100% of us support it, but I would say yes, the majority do support the fact that we don't want to see our troops, you know, draped in coffins coming back. We want to see them alive.
Yeah.
And
but you understand the sentiment though, just what it was saying.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah. There wasn't too many options.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, we're very few. And, they chose the option which would be supported the most.
Gotcha.
You know,
I agree. I agree. I think, in these situations, I mean, who know what the right thing is? Who know if we would have waited another 10 years, it would have been better. Who knew if we would have pulled out 5 years ago, it would have been better. I think what has happened, it has never been done before. Well, I know you, it have done once before, but in 2021, it has never been done before. This been a 20 year war. And, this is a little joke, but it's serious. I think the U.S., everybody have a computer, everybody have a telephone, everybody has social media, and everybody's giving their opinions, which making it look worse than what it is. But this is how war has been conducted ever since I remember. This is really how it's been conducted. So what I have to do, this sounds sad, like as a person, I ride with my country. As a man of God, I ride with the world. I don't want to see people dying, but at the end of the day, I want to ride with my country because I do not want another repeat of 2001, September 11, 2001. With that said, man, that was just my closing statement. Give a closing statement, a synopsis of everything we spoke of today, and there you go, man. You got it for however long you want.
Well, I just want to say that whatever we do, we will always look upon what happened this year on this date, so that like whatever happens in the future and however anything develops, it's always going to come back to this year. And we got to remember what's been going on. We got to know what's going on. And, you know, we'll make our choices in the future. But for now, this seems like the right choice. And we hopefully we did make the right choice. We don't know.
You're right.
We don't know. And I support us leaving that country.
Mm-hmm.
I wish it was a lot cleaner, you know, that we were able to get out of there in more of a peaceful way. But, you know, nothing is perfect, especially in war. And, you know, you can't get what you want sometimes. And
you always can't get what you want. We know the song.
You do know the song.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Yeah. It's been good, man. I appreciate you so much, man, for coming over, dropping this knowledge and everything, dropping your point of view on your angles, man. It's been awesome, man. So thanks, man. I need to get you here again. I got to get you here again.
Yeah, definitely. I would love to talk other topics besides this. This is kind of a touchy subject, at least for now. But yeah,
it is. I would love
to continue discussing other topics as well. But yeah, it's a pleasure. I love talking with you. You know that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I think the next one, me and you, we're gonna have to have one episode comparing the two Space Jams. That might be the next one. I know you watched it, right? You watched it, right?
I did.
Yes. I did. Okay. That'll probably be that'll be a fun one. That'll be a fun one.
Oh, yeah, that'll be a better one for sure.
Yeah, but hey, guys, hey, you already know who it is. It's your guy, CT. Let the conversation begin. The other half, Nikki C, she is not here. She will be back on the next one or whenever I tell her to come, because this was a pop-up episode. I got my good friend, Lydell Karen. He came through, Vitti. He destroyed. Yes, he did. And I appreciate him for coming through and just having fun with me on this episode. We know this is a tough, touchy situation, but somebody got to speak about it, and your boy got it. But if you want to respond, you want to let me know exactly what it is you're feeling, if you agree or disagree with any of our points, please send your email to letthatconversationbegin@gmail.com. And guys, I appreciate y'all so much. You stick with us, we stick with you. Take care, guys.